I am glad that you are able to come this morning, today. And it is my prayer that our time together would be a fruitful one and an encouraging one. Nawa po, samahan tayo ng Panginoong Diyos sa ating pagbubulay-bulay ng kanyang salita. Nagpapasalamat po ako. I thank the organizers of this conference for giving me another opportunity to be able to speak to you, my fellow brother pastors in the vineyard of the Lord. And this is actually my second time. Sabi ko kay Pastor Derek, ay kung pwede ay hindi na ako. Pero in-invite niya ako, so kahit na hindi masyadong maluwag sa ating kalooban, sapagkat I would rather sit there where you are and be blessed by the ministry of others. But since I have been given the opportunity, it is my prayer that the Lord would use this humble vessel of His. So, would you please stand? Pwede po ba tayong tumayo? As we go to our text for this morning, please go with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 6, and we shall be reading the first 7 verses. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1-7. I shall be reading from the King James version of the Bible. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. Verse 7, And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and may he guide us and give us understanding as we ponder upon it. Let us now go to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, Panginoon naming mapagbiyaya, kami po ay lumalapit sa iyo. We are aware that we are entering the holy presence of God. And so it is our prayer, dear Lord, that you would cover me with your righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for the access that you have provided for us through our Lord Jesus Christ. That now we are able to enter the throne of grace and receive mercy. So we pray for that mercy. We pray that you would give us understanding. We pray that you would guide us. We pray, dear Lord, that you would cleanse us from every iniquity that you may find in our hearts and in our minds. We pray most importantly that your Holy Spirit be in our midst. We pray, dear Lord, that you would freely convey your message to us according to our individual and specific needs. Sa iyo po namin, Panginoon, ipinagkakatiwala ang lahat. Naniniwala po kami, Ama, na sa pamamagitan mo, magiging maysaysay ang gagawin naming pag-aaral. Oh, Father, we acknowledge that apart from you, we can do nothing and we are nothing. So we pray, the Lord, that you would be with us. This is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. Since very early in Christian history, the book of Isaiah has been a central text of our faith. It is even called by many as the fifth gospel, and rightly so, because against the backdrop of God's righteous judgment to an idolatrous and rebellious people, the prophet proclaims the glad tidings, the good news of his redeeming grace, that God, who according to Isaiah chapter 40, is the God who has no equal, the God who is everlasting. This is the God that we are talking about this morning. The God who possesses unsearchable understanding. We are in the presence of a God who has the power over life and death. This is the God that we worship. Mga kapatid, ito po ang Diyos na ating sinasamba. Ito ang Diyos na ating pinaglilingkuran. Ito yung Diyos na ating patuloy na gustong maalala. Kanina, sa unang sesyon ng pamagat, No Other Gospel, parang gusto kong palitan yung pamagat ng ating sesyon, No Other God. Walang ibang Diyos. Walang ibang Diyos na karapat dapat sa pinakamataas na pagsamba at pinakamataas na pagpupuri. Walang kagaya niya. Walang Diyos na naianyo before Him. There was no God form before Him, and there shall never be a God that shall be form after Him. There is only one eternal God. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Bago pa nalalang ang mga bundok, o anumang nalalang mula sa walang hanggan, hanggang sa walang hanggan, ikaw ang Diyos. This God will come. This God will come and bring salvation to all who trust Him. This is the message of the prophet Isaiah. For example, in chapter 40 and the verses 9 of this book, O Zion that bringest good tidings, the gospel, the good news, O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. This is our message, brethren. We have no other message. We are to call all people to behold their God. Ating tatawagin ang lahat ng mga tao na bumaling sa Diyos, masdan siya at mamangha sa kanyang tunay na kalakhan. Isaiah chapter 52, Isaiah 52, and the verse is 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Ano man ang nangyayari sa paligid natin, ano man ang nangyayari sa bayan natin, dapat tayong mapaalalahanan, hindi pa iniiwan ang ating Panginoong Diyos ang kanyang trono. Siya pa rin ang hari at maghahari magpakailanman. This is indeed good news, brethren, that even though He sits upon a throne, high and lifted up, yet He dwells with Him who is of a contrite and humble spirit. Napakalaki ng Diyos, napakadakila ng Diyos, napakamarangal ng Diyos. Ngunit ibinabalita ni Prophet Isaiah na sa kabila ng kanyang marangal na kalagayan, nananahan siya na sa gitna ng bawat isa na mayroon durog at bagbag na puso. Oh, what a message of hope. Ito ay mensahe ng pag-asa para sa bawat isa, lalo na yung mayroong napakapangit na nakaraan. Ito ay mensahe ng pag-asa na kung siya ay lalapit sa Diyos na mayroong durog na puso, if he possess a repentant heart, and if he recognize that this God is worthy of his total devotion, then God promised through the prophet Isaiah that I shall be with him. Ako ay kasama niya. Na wala na pong mas gagandang balita diyan. Wala na pong mas dadakilang balita diyan. Mas dakila pa yan sa tumama ka ng milyon-milyon sa loto. Amen? Bakit po? Sapagkat anuman na pwede mong ma-acquire sa mundong ito ay nabubulok, mabubulok, lilipas, maluluma, iiwanan mo. That is why, for example, in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, the offer of the Lord is the bread of life. Hindi temporal bread, but the bread of life. You see, He is offering Himself to men. That is good news indeed. That is the gospel indeed. Now, interestingly, Isaiah's name means Yahweh works salvation or Yahweh saves. When was the last time that you have proclaimed with all boldness and with all conviction that this Yahweh, the Lord, is able to save, and He is able to save to the uttermost? Kailan ka umiwan sa mga practical application ng mga sermon at muli mong ibinalik ang atensyon ng mga tao sa loob ng simbahan natin, pabalik sa Kanya na karapat-dapat ng ating buong pansin? We do not need to preach more on the topic of self-esteem. We need to preach more on the topic of God esteem, that He indeed is the only one who is worthy of every praise and every adoration, brethren. Now let me give you some background on the ministry of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah's ministry spanned over the reign of 4 different kings. According to chapter 1 of this book, he served the Lord during the lifetime or during the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Now it covered a period of at least 60 years. Kanina pinatayo, 25 years. Si Pastor Jurem, nakalimutan na natin yung haba ng taon ng paglilingkod niya. Ang gusto kong sabihin kanina. Now, si Isaiah served the Lord faithfully for 60 long years. 60 taon. Now in chapter 6, in this chapter that we are considering this morning, we are told particularly that the vision of God given to Isaiah was given to him in the year that the first of these kings died. Uzziah died. Now Uzziah died or reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem, one of the longest, in fact, in the history of Judah. He brought many benefits to the country and had introduced an era of prosperity and peace. In fact, it is safe to say that during his reign, there had never been a time that the people felt more secured militarily than this time, during the time of his reign. But lamentably, brethren, as the people's sense of self-confidence increase, so is their indifference towards God decrease. Also, as their self-confidence increase, so is their indifference towards God decrease. You see, habang tumataas yung kanilang pagkadama na ano pa ba ang kailangan natin? I am in need of nothing. We have a very, very good king, a very, very able king. Nadala niya tayo sa height ng pagtatagumpay. Nagtatagumpay tayo economically. Nagtatagumpay tayo militarily. Ano pa ang kailangan natin? At ito po ay paalala rin sa atin. Paalala sa ating mga simbahan. Baka dumarating na tayo sa punto na ang tinatanaw na lang natin ay ang mga accomplishments, ang mga ebidensya ng pagtatagumpay sa ating simbahan. We may not be aware that we are beginning to possess a heart that is prideful before God, you see. Baka nagtataglay na tayo ng isang puso na nagmamalaki sa harapan ng ating Panginoong Diyos. Now, according to Isaiah chapter 1, they become increasingly casual about the things of God. Yes, people still in great number come to the temple to observe religious festivals. Makikita natin na aktibo pa rin sila sa mga religious activities, kagaya ng marami sa atin, kagaya ng mga nasa ministeryo. It becomes a routine to us. Nangangaral ka dahil kailangang mangaral. You do some counseling because you it's your job. It's your duty. Not because you are being prompted by your love to this God. Not because you still could sense that He is worthy of your utmost. That He is worthy of your devotion. You see, ito po ay solemnong paalala sa bawat isa sa atin. Sapagat ang bayan ng Israel sa panahong ito na ang lahat ay maayos, ay nagpapatuloy sa kanilang religious activities. They still worship God outwardly. They still pay lip service to Him. But their hearts are already far from Him. Brethren, our hearts are the most important to our God. My child, my son, give me your heart. We are to worship Him with all. We are to serve Him with all of our heart, with all of our strength, with all of our mind, with our whole being. At ito ang kinilimutan ng bayang Israel. Ito ang testimony ng Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 29 and the verse is 13. Wherefore, the Lord said, for as much as these people draw near with me with their mouth and with their lips, do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. They worship me with their lips, but their hearts are already far from me. Sinasamba nila ako ng kanilang labi, ngunit ang puso nila ay puno ng iba't ibang mga bagay maliban sa akin. How many of you, brethren, have entertained pornography before you stand at the pulpit and preach about a holy God using His holy word? How many of us are guilty, brethren? How many of us have busy ourselves with the temporal things? And then, come Sunday, preach about the value of eternal things. We must repent, brethren, because God is nowhere to be found in a place where He is not honored. Ang Diyos ay hindi matatagpuan sa lugar kung saan hindi na siya pinag-uukulan ng pagpapahalaga. Brethren, it is very, very sad. This king, King Uzziah, began right. He was initially resolved to do nothing but God's will. This is how the book of Chronicles described the beginning of his reign. Chapter 26 of 2 Chronicles, verses 3 to 5. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Brethren, many of us are suffering from spiritual amnesia. We have forgotten that we all began by grace. We all began by the strength that only God, by the enablement that only God could give, could provide. Ano na ang nangyari? Habang nagiging bihasa na tayo sa ating ministeryo, after a long while, who needs God? I have mastered the art of pastoring. Oh, brethren, may pangangailangan ng isang seryosong pagsisisi sa harapan ng Diyos, sa ating harapan. You see, ngayon mismo, dito, hindi kayang basahin ng katabi mo kung anong kalagayan ng puso mo. At hindi na yon mahalaga. Ang mahalaga, this God can see us. Yun ang mahalaga. Never mind who is sitting beside you. What is important is for all of us to remember that we are in the presence of a holy God. Nakatayo tayo sa harapan, nakaupo tayo sa harapan ng isang banal na Diyos. Let me We continue on reading on 2 Chronicles chapter 26. This time, I shall be reading verses 15 and 16. And his name, the name of Uzziah, his name is spread far abroad. Everywhere this king went, God helped him. That's how gracious God was to him. At ganun din mapagbiyaya ang Diyos sa atin. Do you remember noong mga panahong alam mo sa sarili mo that you cannot? Do you remember how frequent you visit the presence of God because you know that you cannot? Ano na ang nangyari? Ano na ang nangyari sa mga panahon na madalas ka na nagmamakaawa sa Diyos, madalas ka na nakakadama ng pangangailangan sa biyaya ng Diyos, ano na ang nangyari? Remember, brethren, please recall that we began, dear God, dear brethren, with the help and with the sustaining grace of this God, and there's no other way to continue but with the same help and with the same sustaining grace. Amen? Walang ibang paraan, mga kapatid, para tayo makapagpatuloy kundi sa pamamagitan ng din ang biyayang iyon. And so, let me continue. And his name is spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped. Have you noticed that? He was marvelously helped. By whom? By God. By the Lord. Till he was strong. Verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. We must all remember, pride always comes before the fall. Palagi nating maalala na palagi ang nauuna sa pagbagsak ay ang kapalaluan. And so his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Niisip niya that he is already above rebuke. Iniisip niya na wala na siyang boundary. After all, I am one of the most powerful kings in the East, you see. How do you address the problem of pride, brethren? The answer is very, very, very simple. Frequent the presence of the Holy God. Amen? Paano po natin pupuksain ang problema ng kapalaluan? And by the way, no one is exempted. Lahat po tayo ay posibleng kandidato sa isang mapagpalalong puso. Paano po natin yan i-address? Dalasan mo ang pagpunta sa presensya ng ating Panginoong Diyos. And so after Uzziah became successful, unfortunately, his pride led to his downfall. He failed to persevere in humility. In his pride, the king transgressed even God's holy law. He thought of himself as someone who is above law, someone who is above criticism. Dati, nung nagsisimula ka sa ministeryo, you welcome constructive criticism. But now that you have power, wag na wag mo akong sasalangin, kung hindi, tapos ka sa akin. Mag-submit ka na ng resignation bukas. O hindi na bukas, ngayon na. I have the power over life and death. My. Ang laki na ng ulo natin. Nakalimutan natin na sa biyaya lang tayo ng Diyos nagsimula. all of us, brethren, all of us are irreplaceable. Amen. All of us, every one of us is dispensable. Lahat tayo. Lahat tayo. Pwede tayong palitan. Have you noticed? 4 kings have already died. But He, the Lord, still sits on His throne. Siya lang ang hindi nawawala sa eksena. We all would pass off the scene eventually. Lahat po tayo. Lahat tayo. And so He entered the temple to do what only the priests were allowed to do. When the priest confronted Him, He expressed His anger in the very place where God was to be known as Lord. Doon niya pinakita yung galit niya. Sa mismong lugar kung saan dapat ang pagpapahalaga at reverensya sa Diyos ay obvious. Consequently, God chastised him for his sin. He struck Uzziah with leprosy. And this king lived the rest of his life in a separate house as a leper. Yun ang naging buhay ni Uzziah. He was once a very famous, known king. But he ended up miserable, you see. Now, Judah was without a king. Ito yung eksena. Yung hari na nagbigay ng napakaraming pagtatagumpay sa kanila. Somebody said, this is Judas 9:11. You see. Parang wala ng pag-asa. Sino pa yung ating guiding light? Sino pa yung mangunguna sa atin? Ito yung circumstance behind the vision of the prophet Isaiah. It is during this time that Isaiah received the call to his prophetic ministry. He had a vision with his eyes wide open. He was not sleeping. He was not dreaming. He saw the Lord. Now, if we would compare scriptures with the scriptures, we are informed by John in his gospel that this Lord, John 12, this Lord is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The pre-incarnate Christ. Ang nakita ng propetang si Isaias ay walang iba kundi ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo. At may nangyari sa kanya pagkatapos nito. Sabi nga, hindi naman posible na ikaw ay mabangga ng 10-wheeler truck at tatayo ka lang at magpapagpag ka lang at walang nangyari. Hindi po pwede na isang tao ay talagang nagkaroon ng encounter with this holy and majestic God. And then we act like nothing happened. Pero malungkot na ganun sa marami sa atin. We pay Him lip service. Pero yung puso natin ay insensitive sa katotohanan we live and move and we have our being because of Him. Hindi na tayo nanginginig sa harapan ng isang may kapangyarihan over us. And so He tells us in this passage that He sees the glory of the Lord. The glory that fills the temple. He hears these creatures engaged in singing this exalted song, "Holy, holy, holy." What an experience, brethren. Alam niyong nawawala sa marami nating pagsamba, marami lang ingay, pero walang espiritu. Yun ang nawawala. We have forgotten that only God could give the increase. That only the Spirit could quicken. Only the Holy Spirit could give life. You see, tanging ang Espiritu lamang ng ating Panginoon ang pwedeng magbigay ng buhay. God, brethren, is holy, holy, holy. He is a thrice holy God. He is not only holy, He is holy, holy, holy. The repetition of this word to the third degree is of great significance. According to R.C. Sproul, and I quote, it represents a peculiar literary device that is found in Hebrew forms of literature, especially in poetry. The repetition is a form of emphasis. To mention something three times in succession is to elevate it to the superlative degree, to attach to it emphasis of super importance. End of quote. Brethren, here in this passage is the total truth about God. The sum of who and what God is. He is holy, holy, holy. He is totally different from us. Our problem is we think that He is just like us. Thou thoughtest that as I was altogether such as you are. Sabi niya sa isang passage in the Old Testament. And so He is totally different from us. He is totally above us. He is the King who reigns and sits on the throne of the universe. Isaiah had a vision of the greatness and of the majesty of God. Moses had the same vision. And so he declared, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" Hindi kaya tayo akit sa maraming bagay na nakikita natin sa paligid ay sapagkat wala tayo talagang karanasan ng pagkatanaw kung gaano kadakila at kalaki ang ating Panginoong Diyos. Kaya sobra tayong uhaw sa recognition. Kaya binibilang natin kung ilang likes meron ang ating ipinost sa Facebook. So on and so forth. Don't you think that's the reason why we are begging for attention? Hindi kaya yon ang ating problema, mga kapatid. Kaya kinakailangan mas malaki ang simbahan mo kesa sa simbahan ng kapitbahay mo. Hindi kaya yon ang dahilan kaya kinakailangan kahit mamatay sa hirap yung mga manggagawa basta mapuno ang simbahan. Hindi kaya yon ang problema. Now, after this experience, his vision of the Lord, ano nangyari? Ano ginawa nun sa kanya? Let us read verse 5 again. Verse 5. "Then said I, Woe is me, For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. What happened, brethren? He was totally devastated. Walang natira. Naubos lahat ng credentials niya. Woe is me! Woe is me. That was Isaiah's response to the vision of God's holiness. All he could do was to confess his sinfulness before the holy God. Woe is me was all he could say in the presence of the one before whom the seraphims veiled their faces and covered their feet. Isaiah came to realize that his sin was exposed before an all-seeing and all-knowing God. It is very easy, brethren, for us to fake holiness. All you have to do is a barong and a Bible. That's all. Do I look holy? Yun lang ang kailangan natin. Pero mga kapatid, alam nyo ang totoong karanasan, ang kabanalan ng ating Panginoong Diyos. Dumudurog ito ng tao. Inaalis nito ang lahat ng kapalaluan sa katawan niya. At pinapalitan ito ng panginginig. At pinapalitan ito ng pagkadama ng Panginoon. Unless you do something, we all shall perish. Maliban na may gawin ka, everything that we do is in vain. Everything. We are, according to the same prophet in chapter 40, we are nothing. Yes, we are less than nothing. Zero and negative zero. Wala tayong halaga, mga kapatid. Akala lang natin, sobra tayong halaga. Kaya nung hindi ka nabati, nung kakilala mo kanina, nagagalit ka. Diba? Hindi ko rin siya kikibuin. Siya mauna. Senior pastor yata ako. Junior ka lang. My. Dahil pastor ka na, hindi ka na pwedeng magmaneho para sa mga kapatiran. Dahil pastor ka na, hindi ka na pwedeng magayos ng upuan. Oh, bago ka naging pastor, bago tayo naging lingkod. Tinawag sa paglilingkod. Tayo muna, mga kapatid, ay isang tao na walang kabuluhan sa harapan ng isang mahalagang at dakilang Diyos. And so Isaiah was literally announcing a curse on himself. Woe is me. He was saying, cursed am I. I am ruined. I am undone. Now the word ruined means to unravel. Isaiah said, I am coming apart because I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord in all His awesome holiness. Brethren, and sisteren. Because there are some females in the house. Brethren, when you come face to face with God, He affects your self-image. He affects your self-esteem. You discover that you are not what you thought you were when you see the Lord. Again, if we want a true assessment of who we really are, we must pray for a greater vision of this God. A greater vision of
the king.
Lord, show me more of you. More of Jesus would I know. More of you, dear God. Now, what did the Lord do to this prophet, this repentant sinner? God did not comfort him that he was not as bad as he was thinking himself to be. Hindi niya sinabing, think positive. Hindi niya sinabing, boost or build your self-esteem. Hindi yun ang sinabi ng ating Panginoon. Ano ginawa ng ating Panginoon? God confirmed Isaiah's estimation of himself by providing for him a means of cleansing. Amen? It was God who took the initiative to provide a means of cleansing, a live coal from the altar. Alfred Martin commented concerning this, and I quote, "The live coal from the altar is here the instrument of cleansing. The altar is the place of sacrifice. The truth for us in New Testament terminology is that all cleansing is based upon the death of Christ." End of quote. And so this scenery, this event served as a pointer, it served as an arrow that points us to the coming altar, our Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. Sa Kanya lang merong kapatawaran. Sa Kanya lang merong paglilinis ng ating mga kasalanan. Again, no exception, brethren. Regardless kung sino ka, kailangan mo ng Kanyang katubusan. Kailangan natin ang Kanyang paglilinis. And having now cleansed this prophet, was made known by the Lord that there was still work to do. Pinapaalala sa atin ito, very familiar passage to many of us, "For by grace are we saved through faith. And that is not of ourselves, it is God's gift, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to good works." Hindi kayo niligtas para ituloy mo lang yung dating buhay. Iniligtas Kanya for a purpose. God has a purpose for us, why He saved us. And it is our duty, it is our responsibility to seek the Lord and ask Him, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Alam niyo ang problema natin, meron na tayong naka-reading plano para sa sarili natin, para sa ministry natin. We will do this, we will do that, pinupuno natin ang ating calendar na lahat ng mga plano natin. Ni minsan, hindi tayo lumapit sa Diyos at nagtanong, ito ba ang gusto mo, Panginoong Diyos? Is this where you are leading me to or towards? Ito po ba, Panginoon, ang gusto mong gagawin ko? Hindi na natin yon tinatanong. Well, in the case of Isaiah, he was ready. Handa siya nang dumating ang tawag ng ating Panginoong Diyos sa kanya, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" To such calling, Isaiah's immediate response was, "Then said I," verse 8, "Then said I, here am I, send me. I am ready, dear God, I am ready, dear Lord. You are more precious than anything that this world could offer. Nothing could stand between you and between me and you, my God. Not my job, not my wife, not anything, not anyone. Panginoon, kung saan mo ako tinatawag, doon ako susunod. Alam po ba ninyo ang pinaka-context nito? Hindi promising yung career na papasukin ni Isaiah. Pero doon siya dinala ng ating Panginoon. Please notice. Let's go back again to our passage, Isaiah chapter 6. And the verses 9 and 10, Isaiah 6, 9 and 10. And he said, go and tell these people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Verse 10, make the heart of these people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Walang mako-convert. Yun yung sinasabi ng Panginoon. You are to be faithful in preaching the glad tidings. But let me tell you, inform you ahead of time, no one should respond to your message. How is that, brethren? How is that for our career as ministers of the gospel? Abi, ano pa kwenta? Ba't ako mangangaral? Kung hindi kami dadami, ibig sabihin, sa buong buhay ko, pag narinig nyo yan, madalas nanonood ng telenovela yan. Sa buong buhay ko, hindi ako magkakaroon ng fortuner. For a pastor's appreciation gift. Puro letters. At yung letters mula pa sa Sunday school children. Gugustuhin mo pang magpatuloy, kapatid? Yes! If you have a very, very high view of your God. Because the target is God Himself. If you are able to point people to the greatness of this God, then mission accomplished. Period. We may plant, others may water, but let us not forget that only God could give the increase. I'm telling you, John 6, many were following the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because they were being fed. A great multitude, for that matter. Kahit saan siya magpunta, nakasunod, dami. Pero nung sinabi na ng Panginoon, stop! Hanggang dito na lang yan. Now this time, hear the message. I am the bread of life. Partake of me. Taste and see that I am good. Experience me. This great multitude began to leave one by one. Was his ministry successful? Not in man's standard. How about us, brethren? How do we measure the success of our gospel ministry? Natetense ka na ba? Kalagitnaan ng worship, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. May hindi nag-visit na workers. Do you do that? Do you still concern yourself with the attendance? To the point na sasabihin mo sa secretary, mali kang bumilang eh. And so you designate someone who would count according to your desire. My. Give us this bread. Don't ever stop. Sabi ng contemporary version. Bigyan mo kami ng tinapay. Huwag mong hintuan. No. Take it or leave it. I am the bread of life. Come to me. Place your faith on me. Mahalagang paalala yung mga kapatid. Baka mamaya ang ministeryo ng simbahan, palinghado na. Maliwanag ang ministeryo ng ating Panginoon to herald the truth. Tayo po, ano ministeryo natin? Feeding program. Sabi ni Pastor Jurem, medical mission. Mga kapatid, ubusin na natin ang lahat ng resources natin. Sabi ni Jesus Christ sa John chapter 6, you have already seen me, and yet you did not believe me. Amen? Malibang may gawin ng Diyos, walang kwenta ang lahat ng programs na ini-introduce natin sa simbahan. What the people need is a high view of God. That's what we need. That's what they need. That's what we need. David H. Linden once said, Isaiah was not sent out on a mission that would be judged successful by the world. Many today think that if the church is full, then God is blessing. Yet faithful preaching of the world might affect the unregenerate so much that attendance would drop off. Please see John 6. That could be an indicator that the ministry is relevant. We must not judge by mere appearances. Someday, all ministries will be put the fire to see what quality it really was. A lot will go up in flames. But only what was built on the foundation of Christ will survive. End of quote. Mag-reassess tayo, mga kapatid, ng ating ministeryo, at gagawin natin ito in the presence of a holy God. I don't think that you would be the same again after that experience. And once you encountered this God, keep on coming to Him. Keep on coming to Him. In the same manner na every day we pray, give us this day our daily bread. More, Lord, more of You. Let me conclude this sermon with another quotation, this time from John Piper. Probably this is a familiar one to many of you. Missions is not the ultimate goal of the church. Worship is holy, holy, holy. Missions exists because worship doesn't. Worship is ultimate, not missions, because God is ultimate, not man. When this age is over and the countless millions of the redeemed fall on their faces before the throne of God, missions will be no more. And all of us will will have only one song. Worthy. You are worthy. That's the chorus that we all shall sing, regardless of our background. We shall all bring back the honor and the glory to the only one who is worthy to receive them. Soli Deo Gloria.